then they begin to make it clear to us what it is. And I picked up the receivers after we were here, which was only like 88.
You got a penny in Nick?
No.
Yeah.
Do I have one?
Yeah.
No, it's no pain.
What is it? What do you got here?
I have a crystal.
There?
Yeah.
Oh, because it hurts here with me.
Well, that's the wrong ear.
So no, it's not.
This is Isu's frequency.
If I pick up a pain in my body, it's always like looking in the mirror. It's always like this. The left side for me will be right side for you. Left side, right side for me will be left side for you. You know what I mean?
Well, then why are you here? Why don't you just write the journals and do away with this?
No, but I pick it up. I pick pains up. That's when I heal also. When I put my hands on somebody, I pick up the pain first.
You're not picking up pain. I don't have any pain.
You're
picking up frequency.
Oh, I see.
And you speak enough languages. I don't know. You see, he doesn't... I don't hear voices. I don't hear language. I don't actually feel thought. I hear pulses. I literally hear a tone that I feel like if anybody just listened in my ear wherever they would hear it. And I think probably everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't. It's either out of the frequency range or I can't go farther than that. I don't know what it is. But I do know that it is a very distinct tone that other people can tune into. Not only other people, but on a shortwave band. But the complaint comes, and you see, people really had trouble with that. And they wanted me to be Jay-Z, Knight, and everybody, you know, this medium that you're talking about, or this channel, or this psychic. And what I know is what I'm shown or told. I don't think in any terms I could be considered psychic. It's probably a good idea, but they're just about used to walk. Well, I guess that the one that was in here, I don't know. But
you have to lift it up.
Lift it up. The door.
But it makes it, no one can creep in. In fact, no one can get in.
Okay.
But it's a good thing for me once in a while to be able to discuss this, because this was the most confusing thing to me, that I could sit down and know all this stuff. And then as it evolved and through, and I want to tell you, this was a hard training period of clearing space and making sure who I had, quote, on the line, because anybody can use it. Anybody who gets on that frequency.
How did you get together? You knew each other?
No, when it got to be time to make that contact, we sat down, we wrote the book called, and they called his name Emmanuel.
Who?
Commander and I. Uh-huh. Well,
the crew.
No.
Okay,
Isu and the ones that participated in the living of that were waiting to bring that update here. Well, I don't know, at some point along the trail, George, 84, 48, I don't know, somewhere back there, George had a copy of that script that had been translated from a Greek, I think, a Catholic Greek, and somehow Billy Meyer had ended up with it. And had I written Spacegate? I can't remember. I'd written Sipapu, but that was back in 86.
No,
and I hadn't realized that that was gifted. They're too long a story to waste on that right now. But EJ had talked to Desiree because somebody had, well, we know who, but had given us or loaned us a copy of Contact with Pleiades, that big picture book, the first volume. And EJ was really taken with it.
Who was him.
Uh-huh. I was really just kind of, it was okay, but he really felt that needed to be followed up on. And we were working with somebody in the movie industry called Jerry Popper, and he said, oh, well, gosh, you know, I was doing a documentary on Tesla down in New Mexico or somewhere, and Cooper, Gordon Cooper, the astronaut, had seen flying craft and had recognized these on his space journeys. So he had several of these first editions, and he had given Jerry that copy, and that's why I never have gotten it back. Someone literally took it from my house, and it was a loaned volume. Liberated. But the long and the short is EJ followed up on that and finally ended up with Wendell Stevens' daughter, who in turn said Desiree. And so they had a kind of a going relationship on the telephone for a long time, I think, before he ever talked to George. And then the two of you got married about the time that we moved out here. Mm-hmm. And so I hadn't met them at all. Well, we had never met them.
Remember we called one time when we were in L.A. to meet you, and you were going to Little Crow's Church that day.
Okay.
We didn't meet.
There was just no...
All kinds of...
Weird things.
Like you said, there's no...
There was no connection.
No connection.
And then...
Well, there was no connection between you and me and between him. So we're sitting here anyway. Yeah.
Right. But, you know, and these are the things that have to be considered as no coincidence. So...
Had you had these thoughts before you met George?
What thoughts?
Of whatever it is that's going on.
Before I met George? I met George in 1981.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't have any thought before that.
Before I went to church, I was really young. I mean, I was open because I wasn't raised religiously. So I was open to, you know, new ideas and things like that, but I wasn't pursuing anything that I knew of at that time. Oh. I was kind of just
living life. We were enjoying the life of luxury, traveling around the world.
We worked. I mean, we started the mail order company that we were doing when we went down.
Okay, I'm not trying to be personal. I just wondered.
Oh.
Well, and they had been to Switzerland and
twice,
around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And of course, we hadn't experienced any of that. So after I wrote Spacegate, it was going to be published over in Sedona, Arizona, and then boy, that was just a dynamite. I mean, we can see that was set. And so you will have to be patient, EJ.
I'm going to get impatient pretty soon.
Well, I can see that you already have.
Okay.
I'd like you to stay on the subject, get on with the meeting.
Yeah.
Well, I thought that was part of the question, was how did I do this?
Well,
why do I do it?
That is a polite question, and hopefully you can answer it in 15 seconds and go on to the next one.
Well, I couldn't. It took me 32. As a publisher.
Yeah,
Commander said, get in touch with George Green. By now, we had dictated the book, and they called his name Emmanuel.
When did you get in contact with the commander for the first time?
About the 10th of September of 1987.
That's not about, very exact. So, and did you know immediately, he identified himself immediately?
Oh, yeah.
And can you talk to him anytime you want, or does he ring a bell and say, hey, wait,
both
wait, I'm
ways.
Coming?
I can, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you have a very good relationship.
Oh, yeah. In fact, he's just ringing. He's more impatient than EJ.
Okay.
When he can't get her, then he gets me.
Yes.
And I have to.
Nudge.
Yeah?
Nudge her. She loves to talk because she doesn't get very much chance.
Okay. Well, that's
by herself.
Let's call him.
5 hours at a
let's
whack.
Call him.
When he's here... She's not.
He's here.
No,
she's
not a participant.
Mm-hmm.
He has to utilize her facilities.
So she kind of concentrates, like going into trance?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not like that.
Is it yes or no?
Turn it on.
It's on. Today is the 13th of May 1992.
Yorgo's present. And I welcome you. Don't be too concerned. I don't turn her off. I tune her in. What would you like to petition me about? Just come into some comfort that I'm who I say I am. And I would assume that George has told you who I am. We had a pretty busy schedule. You'll have a busy time going on, which keeps me totally preoccupied. You have a satellite filled to overflow with anthrax that they keep tinkering with, and they're going to boost it into a high orbit, and you are right on the threshold of disaster, which takes a great deal of my time. So I would like to share with you, I was summoned, so I haven't been attending whatever this might be about. So George, maybe you can inform me.
Commander Peter would like to have some questions answered. We discussed a little earlier. He is an author and writer for journals in Europe, and we have
a journalist
mm-hmm. as such. And he's leaving on Friday back there, and he wants to try to introduce this material in some manner all over the European community. And I was discussing the opportunity that there's a possibility that he could talk to you if he had any specific questions. I thought I answered most of the information we had, but he did want to come into comfort that it was not just my illusion that was created.
Well, I want to precede this, any conversation to do with business. I will always maintain total control of journals and the paper as far as content. I don't get into business arrangements. That's why ones with capable hands are chosen. And I have had to spend part of yesterday and this morning attending ones who are distributors, but I'm not sure why. And the most incredibly cruel letter was penned, second-hand information against George and Desiree, and I take exception to that. I cannot, and bear with me, because this is very fresh and very painful. One's come into the place and went back to the eastern part and into a place called America East, where they are distributing all sorts of material. And in some instances, I feel in a rather carnival attitude. Well, we are not religious, so let's mark that right off the bat. We are godly. We abide by the laws of God, and we are here as the hosts. And it's very practical. It isn't mystical, totally physical, not only in its concept, but in its operation. Just as you are human beings, we are higher beings, but we are here to interact with you because you are a part of our solar system. Now that gets far-fetched and hard to absorb if you haven't had the information, and I can't give it to you in 30 seconds or less, or 15, as Oberle here would prefer me to do. I cannot tell people what to do. Well, I could, but I won't. I'm not here to judge man. I am here to maintain control of what goes forth. If, in fact, it is stated as my input, I always insist that ones in furthering information say, I perceive, and my interpretation is, or in my opinion, this is what he meant, because I'm perfectly capable of giving you what I mean. And if it deviates, whatever is going out there deviates from this path according to the guidelines of universal law, is not from me. And this is what I had to tell the ones in this letter today. We have all sorts of stories coming back, you see, from the one who wanted actually to go to Las Vegas at the expense of another. And this one is inquiring whether or not he should put up this money when, in fact, he said that George had lied to him. This was going to be a, quote, New Age meeting. Well, the one that George is going to is not New Age. I wouldn't care if nothing ever went into the New Age movement from us. But truth will go everywhere. And very little of it is scattered around through the New Age groups or the UFO groups or the churches or religion or history. So there's a mammoth job here. And when one leave this place and go back and say that the little group here is laughable, I find that highly entertaining myself and quite annoying after I get through chuckling. Number one, there is no group. There are several ones efforting to do a job, and ultimately, as with any other business, you are utilizing each other's business. And as a matter of fact, we have kept a great distance when these ones would flourish in a closer friendship tie, just so there won't be any basis for this word going out that there is a cult here. Now, I understand that when you see a flying disc above somebody's dwelling, one gets a little nervous. And the neighbors begin to talk. Well, I cannot control what the neighbors say, and the discs and the black helicopters and things are right out of Northrop facilities right over the mountain here. There is a massive network that goes almost to the midway of California from the coast, all hooked by tunnels, and actually, as far in as San Bernardino, there are submarines. There is a massive, massive base in the China Lake area. There's a 40-level facility under the Northrop facilities out here. And they're continually launching all sorts of discs and craft out of those holes. So we have a dual problem. Ones perceive things and then assume things, fed by the ignorance of ones who don't know what they're talking about. But these stories that have been dumped back on America East are totally erroneous. And George and Desiree do not know what I have responded to this, but they will by evening. The word went back, for instance, that they live in a wonderful condominium and have bodyguards, etc., and waste the money that might be coming in from the partner. Well, that's laughable. That is totally laughable. The only guards they have are the ones that I station there. And they have poured their blood, sweat, and tears into their job and into their work so that the word can go out. And I will not tolerate that kind of barrage against them. Not that I will judge, because I do not judge the man, I judge the truth or the validity of the statement. The statement is incorrect. So we move on. And there were myriads of other incorrect statements. The Las Vegas meeting is not a secret, and had this one who said, George deliberately did not tell him that he was also going to be there, cannot be true, because the pictures are predominantly presented amongst the list of speakers. And it is a survival or a preparedness meeting. So the assumption would be that we're talking possibly two different meetings. The third thing was that to discount this group as being laughable is an insult to all who attend any given meeting that we have. They come only in love and sharing or curiosity or whatever reason. We have meetings just like this for business, for instructions, for sharing, for whatever. And ones are always welcome. There is no charge either to come in or to get out. We don't make them pay to leave. So I get very, very protective of the people who work and are my ground crew. And I believe that anyone who chooses to give erroneous stories might very possibly have a wrong intent. And the reason that I'm saying this here is because you're talking about taking the word on out there somewhere. And so whatever it is that you work out, as long as it has integrity, is perfectly all right with me. Only those guidelines I just mentioned. And we've had a little bit of trouble over the Pullman material. You see, what happens is ones go out there and they want to charge more for the material than does George, who is the publisher. We sat and we pondered at what point could we possibly break even at the lowest price. And so the price was set. And so if there is a very thick journal, you get it for the same price as the all of them. And yet other authors come along and they are very egotistical. They are very proud of what they do. And I grant them they may charge $1 zillion for each volume. But we try for our readers, because the point is to get man informed. Your world is absolutely on the brink of either number one, total disaster, or being out of control as you move into the photon belt. So I don't believe I can be more blunt without being perceived insulting. And I am by no means here to be insulting. And by the way, I believe that I invented humor, so it's all right if you're funny. If you laugh at my jokes. So with that understanding, I'm open to any discussion. Well, do I have to point out ones?
Okay.
I'm just a friend, so let's just talk.
No. Before we talked to George, George said, okay, that you're only protecting the United States. What made you exclude, for example, my country?
We haven't excluded it, and I don't want to take that up with George.
I didn't say protection. I said it was the
concentration.
Okay.
The concentration is here because all other nations on your globe as individual entities, and again, I would have to say that you're going to have to be right up on all the information we write for this to make sense. So you may want to question me a little bit. As America was birthed, and the founding fathers, if you will, over the first period of time, you see, impurity came with the arrival of the initial discoverers of the continent itself. And when you were measuring numbers of native aboriginal people that were killed versus the Holocaust, obviously there was heinous work afoot. You have to understand that you are, as a globe, under attack by basically, in the human format, the Committee of 300, and to our British friend, that is headed by the royal family. So there are some not so nice people that appear to be very religious, very honorable, very trustworthy, But I believe just this day it was announced that Queen Elizabeth is worth personally in her own little pocket change book something like $11 billion. That has nothing to do with England or Great Britain. That's her business investments, most of which now are cycled through banking industry and through business ownership in the United States. And by far, the British Crown is the loftiest, most numerically high investor and owner in American business, followed by Canada and thirdly Australia, then Holland, and then Japan. So you can see, because of the connections with Canada and Australia, the Crown of England basically already rules the world, because that is where the seat of all banking is housed. And it is, the functioning part of it is moved to Basel, Switzerland, under the Bank of International Settlements. But the banking industry is now coming down, I mean rapidly now, to 5 banks. And they will all be functioning fingers, if you will, of that World Bank or that International Settlement Bank. Therefore, as the Constitution was written in the United States of America, this was the chosen place. It was the only place left, basically uninhabited, from whence a society could be formed on the basis of a constitution. Mind you, I did not say God's commandments. It was assumed that if the Constitution was properly written, that man would function under God. Now, ones in the United States would like to come forth and say it is a Christian nation. What you use as the term Christian nauseates me. And the nation was not birthed under Christ, although the term means an emotion, a state of being, of having arrived, a graduation into a Christed state of being. This man Jesus was not even named Jesus. He was birthed Isu Emmanuel of the house of Joseph, and he was a man. But his emotional soul being was that of a Christed being, but he had to grow up, just like you have to grow up. And any time you are birthed into this environment, into this density, if you will, the memory is going to go, and you are here serving a given purpose. Many are just here cycling. So you have to understand a little bit about the mechanism of life and experiences and manifestation. And here is where Pleiadian brothers have really, really done a good job and have given you 8 volumes explaining exactly what God is and how it works. So I realize that you're going to have a little bit of problem dealing with some of this. But America was chosen. And many of our own ones were at that formulation of the Constitution. And yet many of the ones who had come from England and had established here were also slave bearers. That's wrong, to enslave anyone. Although all of you are. It's done. It's finished. You are. You are not free. Anytime you have a nation that can take your property for the mere taxes, you own nothing. anything that can be taken from you, confiscated from you, through taxation, is not yours. It is literally being loaned to you by this government, and now it is being loaned to you by the banks. I can only work with the United States system because it's the only one who still has that Constitution intact, and it is no longer utilized. 100% of it has been set aside. Then they began to make it clear to us what it is. And I picked up the receivers after we were here, which was only like 88.
You got a penny in your neck?
No.
Yeah.
Do I have one?
Yeah.
No, it's no pain.
What is it? What do you got here?
I have a crystal.
There?
Yeah.
Oh, because it hurts here with me.
Well, that's the wrong ear.
So no, it's not.
This is Isu's frequency.
If I pick up a pain in my body, it's always like looking in the mirror. It's always like this. The left side for me will be right side for you, left side. Right side for me will be left side for you. You know what I mean?
Well, then why are you here? Why don't you just write the journals and do away with this?
No, but I pick it up. Pains up. That's when I heal. Also, when I put my hands on somebody, I pick up the pain first.
You're not picking up pain. I don't have any pain.
You're
picking up frequency.
Oh, I see.
And you speak enough languages. I don't know. You see, he doesn't. I don't hear voices. I don't hear language. I don't actually feel thought. I hear pulses. I literally hear a tone that I feel like if anybody just listened in my ear or wherever, they would hear it. And I think probably everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't. It's either out of the frequency range or I can't go farther than that. I don't know what it is. But I do know that it is a very distinct tone that other people can tune into. Not only other people, but on a shortwave band. But the complaint comes and you see people really had trouble with that, and they wanted me to be Jay-Z, Knight, and everybody, you know, this medium that you're talking about, or this channel, or this psychic. And what I know is what I'm shown or told. I don't think in any terms I could be considered psychic.
Should we close the door?
It's probably a good idea, but they're just about used to walk. Well, I guess that the one that was in here, I don't know. But
you have to lift it up.
The door.
But it makes it, no one can creep in. In fact, no one can get in.
Okay.
But it's a good thing for me once in a while to be able to discuss this, because this was the most confusing thing to me, that I could sit down and know all this stuff. And then as it evolved and through, and I want to tell you, this was a hard training period of clearing space and making sure who I had, quote, on the line, because anybody can use it. Anybody who gets on that frequency.
How did you get together? You knew each other?
No. When it got to be time to make that contact, we sat down, we wrote the book called, and they called his name Emmanuel.
Who?
Commander and I. Uh-huh. Well,
the crew.
No. Isu and the ones that participated in the living of that were waiting to bring that update here. Well, I don't know. At some point along the trail, George, 84, 48, I don't know, somewhere back there, George had a copy of that script that had been translated from a Greek, I think, a Catholic mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Greek, and somehow Billy Meyer had ended up with it. And had I written Spacegate? I can't remember. I'd written Seepapoo, but that was back in 86. And I hadn't realized that that was gifted. They're too long a story to waste on that right now. But EJ had talked to Desiree because somebody had well, we know who, but had given us or loaned us a copy of Contact with Pleiades, that big picture book, the first volume. And EJ was really taken with it.
Who's EJ? Him.
Uh-huh. I was really just kind of, it was okay, but he really felt that that needed to be followed up on. And we were working with somebody in the movie industry called Jerry Popper, and he said, oh, well, gosh, you know, I was doing a documentary on Tesla down in New Mexico or somewhere, and Cooper, Gordon Cooper, the astronaut, had seen flying craft and had recognized these on his space journeys. So he had several of these first editions, and he had given Jerry that copy, and that's why I never have gotten it back. Someone literally took it from my house, and it was a loaned volume. I just...
Liberated.
Yeah, liberated. But the long and the short is EJ followed up on that and finally ended up with Wendell Stevens' daughter, who in turn said Desiree. And so they had a kind of a going relationship on the telephone for a long time, I think, before he ever talked to George. And then the two of you got married about the time that we moved out here.
Mm-hmm.
And so I hadn't met them at all. Well, we had never met them.
Remember we called one time when we were in L.A. to meet you, and you were going to Little Crow's church that day.
Okay. I mean, it's just...
But we didn't meet.
There was just no...
All kinds of...
Weird things.
Like you said, there's no... Mm-hmm.
There was no connection.
No connection.
And then...
Well, there was no connection between you and me and between him. So we're sitting here anyway.
Right, but, you know, and these are the things that have to be considered as no coincidence, so.
Had you had these thoughts before you met George?
What thoughts?
Of whatever it is that's going on.
Before I met George? I met George in 1981.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't have any thoughts before that.
Before I met George, I was really young. I mean, I was open because I wasn't raised religiously, so I was open to... you know, new ideas and things like that, but I wasn't pursuing anything that I
okay.
know of at that time. Oh. I was kind of just
she was
living life.
We were enjoying the life of luxury, traveling around the world.
Traveling. Well, we worked. I mean, we started the mail order company that we were doing when we went down. But.
Okay. I'm not trying to be personal. I just wondered.
Oh.
Well, and they had been to Switzerland and
twice,
around.
Yeah.
And, of course, we hadn't experienced any of that. So after I wrote Spacegate, it was going to be published over in Sedona, Arizona. And then, boy, that was just a dynamite. I mean, we can see that was set. And so you're going to have to be patient, EJ.
I'm going to get impatient pretty soon.
Well, I can see that you already have.
Okay.
I'd like you to stay on the subject, get on with the meeting.
Yeah.
Well, I thought that was part of the question, was
yeah.
how did I do this?
Well,
why do I do it?
That's a polite question, and hopefully you can answer it in 15 seconds and go on to the next one.
Well, I couldn't. It took me 32. We met George as a publisher.
Yeah,
Commander said, get in touch with George Green. By now, we had dictated the book, and they called his name Emmanuel.
When did you get in contact with the Commander for the first time?
About the 10th of September of 1987.
That's not about, that's very exact. So, and did you know immediately, he identified himself immediately?
Oh, yeah.
And can you talk to him anytime you want, or does he ring a bell and say, hey, wait a minute, I'm coming?
I can, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you have a very good relationship.
Oh, yeah. In fact, he's just ringing. He's more impatient than EJ.
Okay.
When he can't get her, then he gets me.
Yes.
And I have to.
Nudge.
Yeah?
Nudge her. She loves to talk. Because she doesn't get very much chance.
Okay. Well, let's
by yourself.
Let's call him.
5 hours at a
let's
what?
Call him.
When he's here, she's not.
He's here.
No, she,
oh, okay.
She's not a participant.
Mm-hmm.
He has to utilize her facilities.
So she kind of concentrates, like going into trance?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not like that.
Is it yes or no?
Turn it on.
It's on. Today is the 13th of May, 1992.
Yorgo's present. And I welcome you. Don't be too concerned. I don't turn her off. I tune her in. What would you like to petition me about? Just come into some comfort that I'm who I say I am. And I would assume that George has told you who I am. We had a pretty busy schedule. You'll have a busy time going on, which keeps me totally preoccupied. You have a satellite filled to overflow with anthrax that they keep tinkering with, and they're going to boost it into a higher orbit, and you are right on the threshold of disaster, which takes a great deal of my time. So I would like to share with you, I was summoned, so I haven't been attending whatever this might be about. So George, maybe you can inform me.
Commander Peter would like to have some questions answered. We discussed a little earlier. He is an author and writer for journals in Europe, and we have
a journalist
mm-hmm. as such. And he wants to, he's leaving on Friday back there, and he wants to try to introduce this material in some manner all over the European community. And I was discussing the opportunity that there's a possibility that he could talk to you. If he had any specific questions, I thought I answered most of the information we had, but he did want to come into comfort that it was not just a my illusion that was created.
Well, I want to precede this, any conversation to do with business. I will always maintain total control of journals and the paper as far as content. I don't get into business arrangements. That's why ones with capable hands are chosen. And I have had to spend part of yesterday and this morning attending ones who are distributors, but I'm not sure why. And the most incredibly cruel letter was penned, second-hand information against George and Desiree, and I take exception to that. I cannot, and bear with me, because this is very fresh and very painful. One's come into the place and went back to the eastern part and into a place called America East, where they are distributing all sorts of material. And in some instances, I feel in a rather carnival attitude. Well, we are not religious, so let's mark that right off the bat. We are godly. We abide by the laws of God, and we are here as the hosts. And it's very practical, it isn't mystical, totally physical. Not only in its concept, but in its operation. Just as you are human beings, we are higher beings, but we are here to interact with you because you are a part of our solar system. Now that gets far-fetched and hard to absorb if you haven't had the information, and I can't give it to you in 30 seconds or less, or 15, as Oberle here would prefer me to do. I cannot tell people what to do. Well, I could, but I won't. I'm not here to judge man. I am here to maintain control of what goes forth. If, in fact, it is stated as my input, I always insist that ones in furthering information say, I perceive, and my interpretation is, or in my opinion, this is what he meant, because I'm perfectly capable of giving you what I mean. And if it deviates, whatever is going out there deviates from this path according to the guidelines of universal law, is not from me. And this is what I had to tell the ones in this letter today. We have all sorts of stories coming back, you see, from the one who wanted actually to go to Las Vegas at the expense of another. And this one is inquiring whether or not he should put up this money when, in fact, he said that George had lied to him. This was going to be a, quote, New Age meeting. Well, the one that George is going to is not New Age. I wouldn't care if nothing ever went into the New Age movement from us. But truth will go everywhere. And very little of it is scattered around through the New Age groups or the UFO groups or the churches or religion or history. So there's a mammoth job here. And when one leave this place and go back and say that the little group here is laughable, I find that highly entertaining myself and quite annoying after I get through chuckling. Number one, there is no group. There are several ones efforting to do a job, and ultimately, as with any other business, you are utilizing each other's business. And as a matter of fact, we have kept a great distance when these ones would flourish in a closer friendship tie, just so there won't be any basis for this word going out that there is a cult here. Now, I understand that when you see a flying disc above somebody's dwelling, one gets a little nervous. And the neighbors begin to talk. Well, I cannot control what the neighbors say, and the discs and the black helicopters and things are right out of Northrop facilities right over the mountain here. There is a massive network that goes almost to the midway of California from the coast, all hooked by tunnels, and actually, as far in as San Bernardino, there are submarines. There is a massive, massive base in the China Lake area. There's a 40-level facility under the Northrop facilities out here. And they're continually launching all sorts of discs and craft out of those holes. So we have a dual problem. Once perceive things and then assume things, fed by the ignorance of ones who don't know what they're talking about. But these stories that have been dumped back on America East are totally erroneous. And George and Desiree do not know what I have responded to this, but they will by evening. The word went back, for instance, that they live in a wonderful condominium and have bodyguards, etc., and waste the money that might be coming in from the partner. Well, that's laughable. That is totally laughable. The only guards they have are the ones that I stationed there. And they have poured their blood, sweat, and tears into their job and into their work so that the word can go out. And I will not tolerate that kind of barrage against them. Not that I will judge, because I do not judge the man, I judge the truth or the validity of the statement. The statement is incorrect. So we move on. And there were myriads of other incorrect statements. The Las Vegas meeting is not a secret, and had this one who said George deliberately did not tell him that he was also going to be there cannot be true, because the pictures are predominantly presented amongst the list of speakers. And it is a survival or a preparedness meeting. So the assumption would be that we're talking possibly two different meetings. The third thing was that to discount this group as being laughable is an insult to all who attend any given meeting that we have. They come only in love and sharing or curiosity or whatever reason. We have meetings just like this for business, for instructions, for sharing, for whatever. And ones are always welcome. There is no charge either to come in or to get out. We don't make them pay to leave. So I get very, very protective of the people who work and are my ground crew. And I believe that anyone who chooses to give erroneous stories might very possibly have a wrong intent. And the reason that I'm saying this here is because you're talking about taking the word on out there somewhere. And so whatever it is that you work out, as long as it has integrity, is perfectly all right with me. Only those guidelines I just mentioned. And we've had a little bit of trouble over the Pullman material. You see, what happens is ones go out there and they want to charge more for the material than does George, who is the publisher. We sat and we pondered at what point could we possibly break even at the lowest price. And so the price was set. And so if there is a very thick journal, you get it for the same price as the all of them. And yet other authors come along and they are very egotistical. They are very proud of what they do. And I grant them they may charge $1 zillion for each volume. But we try for our readers, because the point is to get man informed. Your world is absolutely on the brink of either number one, total disaster, or being out of control as you move into the photon belt. So I don't believe I can be more blunt without being perceived insulting. And I am by no means here to be insulting. And by the way, I believe that I invented humor, so it's all right if you're funny. If you laugh at my jokes. So with that understanding, I'm open to any discussion. Well, do I have to point out ones? Okay. I'm just a friend, so let's just talk.
No. Before we talked to George, the judge said, okay, that you're only protecting the United States. What made you exclude, for example, my country?
We haven't excluded it, and I don't want to take that up with George.
I didn't say protection. I said it was the
concentration.
Okay. The concentration is here because all other nations on your globe, as individual entities, and again, I would have to say that you're going to have to be right up on all the information we write for this to make sense. So you may want to question me a little bit. As America was birthed, and the founding fathers, if you will, over the first period of time, you see, impurity came with the arrival of the initial discoverers of the continent itself. And when you were measuring numbers of native aboriginal people that were killed versus the Holocaust, obviously there was heinous work afoot. You have to understand that you are, as a globe, under attack by basically, in the human format, the Committee of 300, and to our British friend, that is headed by the royal family. So there are some not so nice people that appear to be very religious, very honorable, very trustworthy. But I believe just this day it was announced that Queen Elizabeth is worth personally in her own little pocket change book something like $11 billion. That has nothing to do with England or Great Britain. That's her business investments, most of which now are cycled through banking industry and through business ownership in the United States. And by far the British Crown is the loftiest, most numerically high investor and owner in American business, followed by Canada and thirdly Australia, then Holland, and then Japan. So you can see, because of the connections with Canada and Australia, the Crown of England basically already rules the world, because that is where the seat of all banking is housed. And it is, the functioning part of it is moved to Basel, Switzerland, under the Bank of International Settlements. But the banking industry is now coming down, I mean rapidly now, to 5 banks. And they will all be functioning fingers, if you will, of that World Bank or that International Settlement Bank. Therefore, as the Constitution was written in the United States of America, this was the chosen place. It was the only place left basically uninhabited from whence a society could be formed on the basis of a constitution. Mind you, I did not say God's commandments. It was assumed that if the Constitution was properly written, that man would function under God. Now, ones in the United States would like to come forth and say it is a Christian nation. What you use as the term Christian nauseates me. And the nation was not birthed under Christ, although the term means an emotion, a state of being, of having arrived, a graduation into a Christed state of being. This man Jesus was not even named Jesus. He was birthed Isu Emmanuel of the house of Joseph, and he was a man. But his emotional soul being was that of a Christed being. But he had to grow up, just like you have to grow up. And any time you are birthed into this environment, into this density, if you will, the memory is going to go, and you are here serving a given purpose. Many are just here cycling. So you have to understand a little bit about the mechanism of life and experiences and manifestation. And here is where Pleiadian brothers have really, really done a good job and have given you 8 volumes explaining exactly what God is and how it works. So I realize that you're going to have a little bit of problem dealing with some of this. But America was chosen. and many of our own ones were at that formulation of the Constitution. And yet many of the ones who had come from England and had established here were also slave bearers. That's wrong, to enslave anyone, although all of you are. It's done. It's finished. You are. You are not free. Anytime you have a nation that can take your property for the mere taxes, you own nothing. Anything that can be taken from you, confiscated from you, through taxation, is not yours. It is literally being loaned to you by this government, and now it is being loaned to you by the banks. I can only work with the United States system because it's the only one who still has that Constitution intact, and it is no longer utilized. 100% of it has been set aside.